Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Airbnb plans to list Paris Museum House owned by Prince on website.
By David Koenig, AP business writer.
May 1st, 2024.
In a mad mix of game show glitter and marketing flash, Airbnb is offering customers a chance to spend a night in a Paris museum, stay in houses mocked up to look like movie settings, or sleep surrounded by 8 Ferrari racing cars.
The San Francisco company hit upon the idea for the publicity caper after seeing the response to a Barbie-themed house in Malibu, California, it listed last year in conjunction with the hit movie about the Mattel fashion doll.
The formula is the same. Link a promotion to a pop culture product, celebrity, or event.
And don't be boring.
We're not historically known for making anything. We're a platform, Chesky said in an interview.
For those preferring a U.S. setting, Airbnb is listing a house in New Mexico detailed to look like the one from the 2009 Pixar Disney animated film Up. Chesky said Airbnb paid to build the house from scratch and attach 8,000 balloons to mimic the helium filled ones the central character in the movie uses to make the house fly.
The Airbnb version won't fly. But Chesky said guests will be able to watch a crane lift the New Mexico house 50 feet off the ground.
I think we maybe won't have them inside the house when we lift it. Just for safety reasons, Chesky said.
These 11 are the beginning, Chesky said. We have a lot more under development.
And now, here is Inception, written by Layli Rahani, directed by Melissa Ingle. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024.
All right, here's the scoop. You know that pink Malibu Barbie house that was being rented out? Turns out it's been sold out for months after the release of the movie. People are just really into the idea of staying in a themed location.
Oh, like the Disney hotels.
Yeah. Alice, this is Airbnb. We don't do hotels here.
Right? My bad, haha. My apologies, Gina.
The higher-ups want to capitalize on the idea, and they've tasked this little group, for which for some reason includes the two of you, with generating ideas for other experiences to get people excited about using our service.
Like a night at a museum kind of thing?
Precisely.
Well, what if we just did that? A night in a museum.
Ooh, that would be fun. I bet people would pay buckets to stay somewhere like the Louvre.
Here's the catch. They don't actually want people to pay for these experiences.
What? I thought the whole thing was that the Barbie house made bank, so now we can too.
It's a hype thing. Get people excited for it. Use a lottery-based system on who gets to stay.
Okay, so say we did the Louvre thing. You're saying some child with greasy hair and sticky fingers would just be allowed to stay overnight with all of that famous art for free?
Ew.
Theoretically, yes.
All right, then let's say, hypothetically, we craft something nearby that has multiple rooms, somewhere for people to sleep, away from the art. Maybe there's some minor amenities in the space, a TV, a microwave, a mini fridge. And maybe we put a few of those rooms together and multiple families could stay. We get more hype for the experience. There's accountability for the greasy children.
You're describing a hotel.
Right.
Okay, well, how about this? The Indiana Jones franchise is so popular. Ooh. We could excavate an ancient cave or like a tomb or something and then just let people stay there.
Yes. Excavated cave. Mm-hmm. I like where you're headed with this.
And we could like set up booby traps. you know, like harpoons and stuff. But, most ancient tombs and cities were booby-trapped to keep people out, so it's true to the franchise and a good history lesson.
What? No, we're not gonna do that.
Oh,
yes, Alice.
Okay, people like scary things, right? Like haunted houses and ghost hunting and whatnot.
Go on.
Okay, picture this. You walk into a giant mansion. Ooh. A baby cries somewhere in the distance. There's old ladies dressed up the same who stare at you. There's a boy on a scooter who points his finger at you and says, "Red rum."
So like The Shining.
Exactly. Oh, we could break light fixtures and hide speakers around for extra creepy effects.
Ooh, we could hire people to follow the guests around too.
Yes. And there's a bunch of rooms we rent to dozens of families at a time.
Stop! That's a hotel. You're describing a hotel. What we here at Airbnb want to provide is a unique, individualized experience for each of our guests. We're not a hotel. We are something else.
How about this? It's a small hut, old-timey tools and pans. People dig historical stuff, right?
That's true.
And there's a giant volcano next door that will rig to explode, and it'll cover the whole place in ash, and we'll call it When in Rome.
Whoa. First of all, that was Pompeii, not Rome, secondly.
Okay. How about a Wes Anderson themed place, right? Whimsical. Bold colors, mismatched furniture, all in a giant building. Oh, we could hire a bellhop.
Oh, wait.
Something suspicious is going on. Or is it? And each family staying in a room has the chance.
That's the hotel again! You're just describing hotels.
It's a large, multi-guest luxury travel experience.
That's right.
Oh, actually, I have the perfect sponsor for it, too.
We're a multi-billion dollar company. We do not need any...
Three motels!
Ooh, t-shirts! Pass me one.
I brought one for everyone. Here, take it. You know, it's a niche experience that I think could really sell to the guests.
How do I look?
Take that off. This is it! We are not sporting hotel wear in this office.
Actually, it's a motel.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Okay. All right. How about this? Let's just name some franchises we could use as jumping off points. I'll start. Star Wars.
Saw.
No!
Saw 2.
No!
Saw 3.
Brutalizing guests is not a theme!
Oh, the 2009 smash hit Hotel for Dogs!
That is not any better! You're both just idiotic little twerps, and I can't even believe that I have to work with either of you! For heaven's sakes, we're just trying to come up with new and interesting ideas, not whatever bullshit you have in your tiny little pea brains! Oh, where is my... A gentle breeze. You're on the beach. There's cherries. Sunshine. Oh, Dave Matthews. I am so sorry that I blew up on the two of you.
Like a Roman volcano.
You are more on edge than usual today.
Yeah, usually you just complain about our hairstyles or mention how we're always wearing the same thing.
Oh, hey, Super 18 jeans.
Nice.
Or you make fun of the food we're eating.
She makes fun of the food you eat?
One time.
It was beans and salmon.
Don't bring fish to work, Alice.
It was only in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
What's going on, Gina?
Yeah. Are you okay?
It's just my goldfish died.
Aww.
My husband just left me, and I ran out of coffee this morning.
Whoa.
Oh, you sound like you could use a vacation.
Ha. Ha. You know, even those of us who work in the vacation industry need time off ourselves.
Mm-hmm, she's right.
Hey, Gina, what would be your ideal getaway?
I guess I wish that there was some place that I could go where I could rest my head and someone would just plant ideas into my dreams so I could come to work and all the solutions be ready to go. Oh, and if there was some food already ready so I didn't have to cook.
Oh, wow. A place to sleep and eat? That does sound nice. Oh, too bad it's impossible, though.
Yeah, like what? Bed and breakfast?
Stupid.
That's it!
What's it?
I've got it! What's always been missing from our name?
An S?
The breakfast part. Here, we are talking about the bed experience, but none of us have thought about the breakfast part.
Harper, you're a genius!
What's happening?
Okay. Picture this. A place to stay that's in the hills by a meadow.
Oh, and maybe there's a stream nearby.
You're far away from people and society.
There's a maid.
And a chef.
And every night your bed is turned down and ready for you to crawl into.
And every morning a plate of food is ready for you to eat.
It's a place to dream away from reality.
And we call it...
Inception!
It's perfect.
If someone could be hired to stand over you while you sleep and whisper things in your ear and implant them in your mind.
And each room could have a spinning top so all the guests can spin them to see if they're dreaming or not.
We'll work out the details.
This has been Inception, written by Layli Rahani, directed by Melissa Engel, featuring Carrie Bond, Elena Lozonski, and Sarah Schoffs. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.